This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
And on that last note from Leland regarding the second special counsel, count former oversight chairman Jason Chaffetz among those expressing skepticism about the U.S. attorney appointed to look into alleged FBI bias. You saw him right here last night.
I think it's unfair and inappropriate for the attorney general and Rod Rosenstein to ask him and put him in a position where he essentially has to investigate his boss. And I don't think you'll ultimately be able to get to the truth.
Joining me now, Chairman of the House Judiciary Committee, who has called for a second special counsel, Congressman Bob Goodlatte. Great to have you with us, Mr. Chairman.
Good to be with you, Shannon.
Okay, so there's been mixed reaction to this decision by the Attorney General to appoint someone that seems to be well-respected across the board and has been investigating for months, from what we understand, but is not a second special counsel. Here's what Kim Strassel said in the Wall Street Journal, her tweet. She says, special counsels are bad news. She says, see every recent headline. And AG Sessions is right to stick to principle and not appoint a second one. Huber has all the same powers, even as he remains under DOJ authority, combined with more Sessions pressure for disclosure, and this is best scenario. Where is that not good enough for you?
I think we need a second special counsel because Jason Chaffetz is right. We're basically asking a United States attorney to investigate the people that he reports to, particularly the Deputy Attorney General of the United States. But we've made it very clear, Trey Gowdy and I, in the statement we put out yesterday, that we expect Mr. Huber to report directly to Attorney General Sessions. And I think the Attorney General has taken a step in the right direction in appointing Mr. Huber to do this. It gets the matter outside of main justice, outside of Washington, D.C. It leaves the door open for a special counsel, and I think that it turns it over to a situation where a prosecutor can start to prosecute folks. So I think it's a step in the right direction, but I think ultimately we're going to need a special counsel.
Well, and the Attorney General said, pointing to the regulations from 1999 dealing with special counsel, he said it's only happened twice since then because you have to have such extenuating circumstances. Your colleagues, Congressman Meadows and Jordan, argued last night that's what this is. What do you think it would take for the Attorney General to say, okay, it is time for a special counsel?
I think that if it became very apparent that there were a number of indictments or if there were criticisms that Mr. Huber was not aggressively investigating this or that the FBI continued to slow walk the information that we have requested and now subpoenaed from the Department of Justice, that's subpoena is due next Thursday. I'm also pleased that the Attorney General is now taking that very seriously as well, and I know the director of the FBI is as well. He announced earlier this week he now has 54 employees working to get those documents, 1.2 million documents that we've requested that the Inspector General has, that the Congress also needs to have. We need to have them now. We need to have them unredacted so that we can see what they're talking about when these exchanges take place. We've already seen several examples where they redacted material, and when we got to see the unredacted portions, we saw that they were covering up material information, like the communication between Peter Strzok and Lisa Page about a federal judge going on the FISA court, and they redacted that. They didn't think we needed to know that. That's very material to our investigation.
If John Huber, I mean, you know, sometimes you think, what did he get the short straw on this whole deal? I mean, the pressure is really on him. You know, Jeff Sessions went to him last year and said, look, I need your help. Are you willing to pick up the ball here? I mean, basically, you're investigating your boss. You're investigating everything that is the FBI because we've got to clean this up. So there is a lot of pressure on John Huber, the U.S. attorney in Utah. And what they're saying is that, in a sense, this is a special counsel in every way but name. That's what the Washington Times is reporting on John Huber's position right here. We can only hope that you know, we can get to the bottom of this and that he's instrumental to this cause. And maybe we can avoid a second counsel. We'll have to see. This is Bill Martinez at 5 minutes after the top of the hour. We have a most incredible story to share with you coming up next.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
It is 6 minutes after the top of the hour. I am Bill Martinez. For more information on the show, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com. It's all right there. In fact, we got even a fun video that we posted up over the weekend. A little Bruno Mars takeoff, kind of, you know, a little Passover number that'll cause you to howl and hoot. Good fun. It's all right there. And not to mention a host of our sponsors that support and allow us to maintain our independence here on this radio show. And thank you so much for supporting them. And if you want to drop me an email, we'd love to hear from you. Good, bad, or indifferent. Bill at BillMartinezLive.com. As I mentioned to you, an incredible story to share with you about Matthew Schreier. You may have seen him on TV recently. You may recall an interview on 60 Minutes a few years back. This is the first Westerner to escape an Al-Qaeda prison. And he has penned an explosive new book titled The Dawn Prayer, or How to Survive in a Secret Syrian Terrorist Prison, a memoir. Can you only imagine what he must have gone through? He recounts the harrowing and sometimes humorous. Yes, there's even humor, I guess, in the midst of this harrowing circumstance and tale of his imprisonment in Syria. And he tells the gripping story of how he became the first American ever to escape Al-Qaeda, along with explosive new tales about the FBI's mishandling of his case. Matthew Schreier, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you, sir?
I'm well. How are you, Bill?
Hey, I'm doing terrific. I mean, your story has captivated me and many of our listeners. Just how you tell them, of course, now you've got the book that's coming out. It releases tomorrow, The Dawn Prayer, or How to Survive in a Secret Syrian Terrorist Prison, a memoir. This is what happened to you, a former American war photographer. Explain to our audience how you ended up getting captured here.
Well, I was in Syria for 18 days inside and around Aleppo, photographing the combat between the Free Syrian Army and the government from the side of the FSA. And when I got everything that I was there for, I decided to leave. And that's when they got me, when I was 45 minutes from the Turkish border on my way home.
Mm-hmm. Now, were you with somebody, I mean, in some kind of accompanying detail, and they got you all, or were you all by yourself?
No, I was freelancing. So my fixer set me up with my fixer arranged accommodations with a host in Aleppo because he lived in the town right outside.
Right.
And that host with the cab driver who was driving me to the border set me up.
Oh, wow.
So I was only with the cab driver.
So you were set up and captured, and here it is, 45 minutes from the border, and now you're captured. What is your thought at this point?
Well, they took me from the car. They put me in the back of a Cherokee, pulled my hat down because it gets cold in Syria, and lead me forward and pressed the barrel of the rifle to my temple, started moving. The whole abduction probably took a minute tops.
Wow.
So I didn't say a word. I just kept my mouth shut and thought, what am I going to say when I get to where I'm going?
Mm-hmm.
And I had a lot of contacts in the FSA, like really high-level guys within the pre-Syrian army. So I was just working out what I was going to say, how I was going to approach the situation, and basically try to get them to contact these high-level people, and that would hopefully secure my release. So I just stayed as calm as possible.
Wow. That has just got to be, I mean, and of course, when you're in this situation, Matt, you're thinking that this could happen, right? I mean, it's not like you, just because you're a photographer and you're documenting this, like you're going to get some sort of free pass. This, you know, I'm sure you gave thought that this is a possibility of you being captured.
Right, but I was mostly concerned at that point in time with being captured by the government.
Mm.
This is before the rise of ISIS. That's
yes.
What everybody has to remember. This is ISIS, nobody knew who they were. They were kind of in the shadows. At this time, al-Nusra or al-Qaeda, the guys who got me, they were the number one power. They were basically running everything in terms of, you know, the extremist groups. So that was basically the way it was going there. So I knew that al-Nusra was a factor that I had to stay clear of from them and, you know, stay in the hands of the FSA. But another thing you have to take into consideration is there were three Americans missing at the time. Austin Tice, who's still missing, who disappeared outside Damascus.
Mm-hmm.
James Foley, who we all know what happened to him.
Right.
And Theo Curtis, who's that mope I got locked in a room with. So the three of them are missing, but the FBI is telling all the families, don't go public. So the Tices were the only ones to go public. So the other two who disappeared where I was, nobody knew about them. So
mm-hmm.
when you did research, it appeared that, you know, abductions weren't really as rampant as they were.
Why was the FBI telling the parents not to go public?
Well, they always encourage families not to go public because once the media starts looking at the situation, they're also looking at the FBI. So, as you know, the longer the FBI can, the media in the shadows about, you know, what's going on and people missing, nobody's really examining what they're doing.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's really my opinion.
So as you so now you're taken, you know, to this the place where you're going to be interrogated, and you're going to find out really what is your fate, what all are you dealing with. So you come to this place, and you know, what was the interrogation right off the bat like?
As soon as I got there, they brought me into a building. It turned out to be the Aleppo, the Children's Hospital of Aleppo, which is a pretty notorious base now with a mm-hmm. pretty notorious prison in the basement. So they bring me downstairs into the basement, and they sit me down, and I'm still blindfolded. And one of the guys asked me if I wanted a glass of tea. And I was like, tea? And he's like, yeah. So I was like, yeah, sure. So he hands me a glass of tea, and again, I started thinking, like, all right, I asked for a cigarette, too, and they said no. And that's the first sign that you're with al-Qaeda because they consider smoking a sin.
Right.
So once they said no to a cigarette and criticized me for cursing because they don't like that either, I knew who had me.
Mm-hmm.
So I had to think, like, all right, what am I going to say? How am I going to approach this? They're definitely going to torture me.
Yes.
So I said to myself, well, I got to make them like me because
mm-hmm.
people don't normally torture those that they like. How do you
right.
make al-Qaeda like you? So I said, I have to make them laugh.
Mm-hmm.
So when the interrogation started, I started joking around with them. And to my luck, the guy sitting right next to me, his name was General Muhammad.
Mm-hmm.
He had a great sense of humor, and he ran the prison. Now, don't get me wrong. This guy will cut your head off, have a snack, and then take a nap afterwards.
Right.
But if he likes you, you're in good hands, or as good as they could be over there.
Oh, wow.
So by joking around with him and making him laugh, he really, like, I formed a connection with him straight off the bat. And my first month and 5 or 6 days there, nobody touched me. Nobody insulted me. I got VIP treatment is what I really call it. You know, I got nine blankets.
So how do you make this general laugh? I mean, you know, you say he's got a sense of humor. I mean, what do you start doing a Rodney Dangerfield stand up? I mean, what did you say to him?
I wouldn't go that far.
Mm-hmm.
Well, he lifted my cap and he smiled at me and then he lowered it back and I kind of sensed he was approachable. So I was like, can I ask you a question? And he's like, yes. So I said, are you going to kill me? And he's like, nah. So I let a few seconds go by, and then I just threw up my fist and I screamed out, "Happy New Year!" And it was New Year's Eve, and he like jumped back because I looked through the bottom of my cap, and he jumps back and starts smiling. And everyone in the room's like, "What do you say? What do you say?" And he's like, "He said Happy New Year." He said Happy New Year, and they all start laughing.
Oh my God.
Just like, "All right, yeah, I'm like, good job. You broke the ice. You know, keep it going." So throughout the interrogation, I kept doing, you know, little things like that. Like Matt, we
got to go to break. We'll be back with Matt Schreier's story more right
cancer
after this.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hey, DC, there's still such a thing called the Constitution. Remember?
Hello from the other side. I must have caught a thousand times.
Bill Martinez live.
Hey, we're We're back with you, America. 19 minutes after the top of the hour, we're speaking with the first Westerner to escape an Al-Qaeda prison. We're talking about his new book, The Dawn Prayer, which releases this week. It'll be linked on our website at BillMartinezLive.com. Matt Schreier is with us telling his story. Matt, so you break the ice, you get some favor there, and I imagine here you are, you're being held captive, and you said that initially you got some favor, but it didn't last, did it?
No. 3 weeks in, I got thrown in a room with this guy, Theo Curtis, who I couldn't stand being in a room with. He was the worst part of the entire experience, believe it or not. Mm-hmm. And he motivated me to really want to escape because I wanted to get away from him more than Al-Qaeda, believe it or not.
Wow. And this is a fellow American here, huh?
I wouldn't call him a fellow, but yeah, he was born here. Uh-huh. I wouldn't call him an American either. So he was just somebody who was born here. And I had a great escape plan. I stole a screw and a bracket from the bathroom, and we had panel doors and the thin parts of the door, the indentations. Mm-hmm. I could have perforated it by screwing a nail through. Mm-hmm. He refused to do it. Long story short, he demanded I do his plan and or nothing. So I tried his plan. Within 2 hours, they caught us, and I was brought into the boiler room and brutally tortured. They put me in a tire, which is kind of hard to explain. They put it around your knees, flip you over so your legs are in the air, and they whack the bottoms of your feet with a thick cable that's about as thick as a nightstick.
Wow.
I took 115 to the bottoms of my feet. There's a guy hanging above me from handcuffs from a pipe. And then from there, we were transferred to another prison, which was like the dark side of hell, I call it, and locked in a dark room for almost 40 days with barely any food, crawling with bed bugs, and it was a nightmare.
So, but meanwhile, you're still thinking, which is amazing. Did your background lead you to understand that you had to always be looking for escape, or was it just your natural survival instincts that took over?
It's both, man. I mean, anyone with any common sense knows that these guys are most likely going to kill you. I mean, mm-hmm. our government does not negotiate with terrorists, and escape is really your only option. So that was always my plan. Even after they brutally tortured me and the other guy and threw us in this new prison cell, I was still trying to get him to go along with an escape. You know, it was an old school keyhole, like that you could look through for a skeleton key.
Right. Yeah.
And the shower curtain rings in the bathroom where we went were wire. So I was always trying to, like, get him to go along with a plan to steal a shower curtain ring and pick the lock, and he refused to do it.
You're like MacGyver. You're MacGyver here.
Huh? Yeah, that's funny. I would always say to myself, what would MacGyver do in this
situation?
That's
funny. Oh my gosh. Okay.
What would a soldier do in this situation?
Yes.
And you know,
right.
If you keep that mindset, you tend to think outside the box, and that's
exactly
how you're going to get outside the box, because these places you're held are not built to hold people. They're not real prisons. They're ad hoc. So if you really think hard enough and apply yourself, you can figure a way out.
Yes. And you start watching what's going on. I mean, the title of the book, Dawn Prayer, there is a reason for that. And the Dawn Prayer really adds to the opportunity for you to escape, right?
Right, right. By now, we're 7 months in, and we're in this basement cell and base that's used to be a DMV, and Ramadan is in full swing.
Mm-hmm.
So I figure out how to take apart the window, and after that, you know, timing is the most important thing. And over there, it's really hard to, even after you escape, it's like, when do you do it? Because you can't walk around at night in Aleppo, you'll get shot or kidnapped mm-hmm. again.
Right.
So we have to escape under the cover of darkness, but you can't get stuck walking around in it. So during Ramadan, the jihadis, they wake up super early, they eat, they pray, and then most of them go back to sleep because they don't want to be awake for, you know, 14, 15 hours when mm-hmm. they have to fast.
Right.
In that heat. So you wake up, eat, they pray, and we wait for them to go to sleep. And when they're all sleeping, about 10 minutes before sunrise, that's when we execute the escape. And you do it under the cover of darkness, but you don't get stuck walking around in it because the sun comes up a few minutes later.
Right, exactly. So when you escaped, did you escape by yourself or with the other individual that got you in trouble the first time?
No, well, he got me in trouble the first time. The second time, He refused to follow my plan. Again, he was like, I have my own plan. And I was just like, no, you have to do this. And I told him what to do. And basically, it took two attempts. The first one failed. And I learned from my mistakes. That's one thing I always try to do. And the reason why I didn't get out the window was because I was too wide. Mm-hmm. And I went with one arm over my head. But when you put both arms over your head like Superman, your shoulder is no longer in the way. Wow. And you're a lot more narrow. Mm-hmm. And I explained this to him, and he's like, no. He's like, I don't have to do that. I used to go splunking. And I'm like, okay.
Yeah.
And because I was going first out the window because there was a sniper on the roof across the street, you know, and he had no problem agreeing to that, he had to do certain things because he had nobody pushing him out. Like he had to use olive oil, which I accumulated from our meals in the cup, and rub it on his body because the window was so narrow. He refused to do that. He had to level himself out with a rope that we made. He didn't refuse to use it, but he refused to tie it up and see if he was strong enough to level himself out because it took strength and agility. Mm-hmm. So when the time came, I get out first, and now I'm outside the window. I'm looking up, and right above me are two wide-open windows, and the lights are on with the generator running. And that means they're in there because they don't waste petrol. It's like $30 a gallon by this point.
Mm-hmm.
So I get down there, and I'm, like, pulling him out, and he wastes, like, 30 seconds to a minute trying to get out with one arm, wearing his shirt. And, you know, it was just a nightmare. And I spent, like, 3 to 4 minutes trying to get him out the window. I couldn't do it. I realized I could spend 3 to 4 hours, and he's just not getting out. He didn't do what
you asked him to do. Right, exactly.
Yeah. You know, and the way I explain it, because I do a lot of speaking engagements for the military, the way I explain it is, you know, escaping from prison is not like a football game where you have all of these different plays to get the ball in the end zone. These opportunities rarely come up, if ever. And you have to plan it meticulously, and you have to be on the same page and work as a team. And when you're not doing that, you know, the chances of success are very slim. Mm-hmm. And in my case, you know, my plan worked, his didn't. But, you know, after I came home, I did get the Skype name to the person holding him, who's in charge of negotiations, through another prisoner that the Skype name actually got home, gave it to the FBI, told them in an email the next day, and this is all documented in my book, because it's all in emails.
Mm-hmm.
Told them the next day, look, they want to deal with Qatar. The FBI says, okay, you know, we don't talk to them. So they take the Skype name and they spy. 10 months later, James Foley gets his head cut off. 5 days later, this guy comes home in a deal negotiated by Qatar.
Oh, unbelievable.
Yeah.
Well, you also point out, and we got a couple of minutes here, and I wish we had more time, Matt, because, again, Dawn Prayer is, you can read and get more details, but you also realize during this captivity, you say the FBI under Mueller and Comey betrayed you.
Oh, absolutely. This agent, her name was Lindsay Perotti, was in charge of the investigation, but it's not a real investigation, it's an operation.
Mm-hmm.
1 month in, they bring Canadian jihadis into the room who went over there to fight to take my financial information, social security number, everything. And they take this information, passwords to my online accounts, and they basically rob me blind of over $17,000.
Right.
In online purchases, everything you can think of, boots, sunglasses, but mostly laptops and tablets.
Right.
And the FBI was watching all of this, all of it. They were watching it all. And instead of freezing my bank accounts, they let them continue to steal the money. And when I started figuring everything out, because there were a lot of pieces to this operation, a lot of moving parts, I said to myself, why would they let them steal my money like this?
Exactly. That was my question. Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, and then I examined what they were buying, laptops and tablets. Now, the FBI, you know the FBI and the CIA are not going to just let those laptops and tablets get delivered into the hands of Al-Qaeda without intercepting them,
right,
giving the IP address, getting the IP addresses, putting GPSs, microphones, whatever, software, whatever they do, and then delivering it right into the hands of Al-Qaeda, which is really their dream come true. It's like you infiltrate the enemy without them even knowing it. And the second any one of these guys uploads an email, boom, you have all their email.
Exactly.
A Skype name, all their Skype names, contacts, everything. And then you have all their contacts and their contacts, and you build this never-ending
Exactly. Set. Well, Matt, and we gotta have you back and continue the story. This is incredible. He's the first Westerner to escape an Al-Qaeda prison. His book, Dawn Prayer, which is releasing this week, and it'll be linked on our website at BillMartinezLive.com. Matthew Schreier on Bill Martinez Live. Thank you, Matt. Appreciate it.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet.
I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my Sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
See why our homegrown small business at sunny-bay.com has tried to help people just like you. Get your Sunny Bay heating pads at sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com or call 253-678-1361 for hot and cold therapy. sunny-bay.com.
Hello, my name is Marjorie Wildcraft. I'm the founder of the Grow Network, which is an online community of people who produce their own food and medicine. We are really into backyard self-reliance. If you want this lifestyle, I suggest your first step be to learn some basic home medicine. Just the other day, my 18-year-old son came to me and said, "Mama, I got a sore throat. Can you fix me up?" And I said, "Sure, Ryan," and in about 24 hours, he was better. The best home medicine for you to start out with is garlic. It's an amazing natural antibiotic, and I can show you how to use garlic to handle ear infections, sore throats, colds, and flus. As a way for you to get to know a little bit more about me and the Grow Network, I've written up an easy introduction on how to use garlic. It's at gcnwellness.com. Now, the station manager told me that I needed to say the URL at least twice, even though it feels kind of weird. But if you're interested in backyard self-reliance, you are one of us. Go to www.gcnwellness.com and let's connect up.
If you've been walking the same old road for miles and miles, if you've been hearing the same old voice, tell the same old lies, if you're trying to feel the same old hold inside, there's a better life. It's a bit alive.
Bill Martinez live.
Hey, it's the way you like me, fresh and independent every day, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. Welcome back. 28 minutes before the top of the hour, our next guest, Hetty Britz, I met in Nashville, I guess it's been about a month ago. And what a special lady on many fronts. She is a South African-born author, international speaker, and foremost voice in parenting advice and personality styles, author of The Unnatural Mom, the developer of the Evergreen Parenting Course, and co-developer of Tall Trees Profiles. And if you have come to realize that your child didn't come with a manual and you need one right now, it's not necessarily for that child that, yes, is that comes from you and your husband or your wife, that together you created this child, but suddenly you find yourself at an impasse and trying to go, wait, I just cannot seem to connect with this child. Well, let me tell you, you want to listen closely and take notes, because Hetty is here to help us understand. It's not necessarily the one that's easy to understand. It's the one that's most difficult. Isn't that right, Hetty?
That's exactly right, Bill. Thank you so much for having me back on your show. I appreciate the opportunity.
Well, I got to tell you, I am so grateful for your knowledge. I mean, studying human characteristics, especially when it comes to kids, has been a passion of mine as well. You know, when we talked I had mentioned that I was exposed early on to Myers-Briggs and, you know, did some extended study in that arena. Mm-hmm. And I liked what you have done with the tall trees profiles. This is unique, I think, in many ways, a lot simpler than Myers-Briggs.
Well, the idea is, Lee, I always joke, Bill, I say when you are at a conference by tea time, 10 o'clock in the morning, everybody needs to have the lingo down, and then you need to start digging into all of these relational questions. So I wanted something that was so simple and sticky and visual that people would grasp what a child looks like, feels like, sounds like, and that would happen fast. So that's what we went for with tall trees, comparing personality styles with trees that you and I know and can, you know, can attribute characteristics to.
Well, I understand the motivation to come up with a simple way to consider this, but yet very profound. What led you? How did the tall trees profiles actually come about?
The idea of studying the personalities came from my own crisis with my firstborn child, who was my exact opposite. So it is. Because
God gave me a break. He waited until I had the fifth child. The fifth child has been the one. So, but you had it right off the bat because God had a mission for you.
Yes, and she was such a gift because she confronted me with this truth that not only do our kids not get to be like us, they don't even want to be like us.
How dare they?
That's a shock, you know. But with her, I've had to discover the beauty of somebody who's not like me at all. Mm-hmm. And she was only 2.5 when I had absolutely no relationship with her, in spite of my best efforts. And I took her to a therapist to assess what was wrong with her, and then the therapist explained to me that it's really a little bit like when you're on an airplane. I don't know if you've ever had the privilege of flying Egypt Air.
Yeah.
But what happens is they come down the aisle and they go chicken or fish, and you say fish, and they say, oh, we only have chicken. And then they come down the aisle again with the offer of coffee and tea, and you go, I'll have tea, thank you. And they go, we only have coffee. And then by the next morning, you're ready for them. And when they go guava juice or mango, you go, yes, please. You know? And personality is like that. There was nothing wrong with me. There was nothing wrong with her. So that question of, is it me or is it you? The answer is yes.
Yes.
Yes. Because we need to figure out where to connect. And it's been a journey with her, and it's a journey that I enjoy sharing with parents. So tall trees is born out of a need for me to figure out how to connect with my own child. And I vowed that once I had some principles down, I was going to share it with others.
Well, was this like a 3 o'clock in the morning epiphany that suddenly hit you, that you started putting the tall trees together? Or how did this, you know, how did this genesis come about to where you start looking at tall trees and start aligning this with personalities?
I read about personalities and I didn't like the labels, and I wanted something life-giving, and I prayed and thought about this, and I thought, how do you encapsulate the idea of growth and seasons and potential and still diversity? Because I don't want to put people in boxes. Mm. I really don't want to insinuate that all people who share a certain personality type are alike. And trees are this to me, because they grow. They don't look the same in summer as they do in fall. They have fruitful seasons and they have dry seasons. And also, you do not see two palm trees that are the same. You get those ones that are seven stories tall on Miami Beach, and you also get love palms that can fit in your hand.
Right.
So that's what these metaphors stand for. And my colleague at Tall Trees, Aniki from Sale, and I met at a disc training, and we struggled with some of the cultural issues in some tests, and we said, let's come up with something that can strip off the cultural overlay, work worldwide, and look at a person in a three-dimensional way, not just in your work context or in your home life, but in all of those contexts, and also your leadership style, etc. So that's what we hoped we added through Tall Trees.
Mm-hmm. Well, her book, Growing Kids with Character, was one that immediately grabbed my attention, because whether you are a parent or a grandparent, you want to be able to deposit something of value. But before you do, you've got to have that bridge of communication and understanding how to nurture your child's potential, purpose, and passion. And when you do that, then it's not so much of a struggle. Now you have buy-in from the child, right?
Absolutely, because when we love a child the way they want to be loved, because we know how to nurture, we know what the core needs of each personality style are, then you can prune and you can add discipline on top of that. Mm-hmm. But if a child feels misunderstood, they are not going to be mentored by you. They are not going to be disciplined by you. They are going to harden their hearts
because right, exactly.
they don't feel understood.
Yeah, yeah, that is the problem. And talk about a waste of energy and a perfect prescription for frustration. That's it. Now, the four trees, we've got the palm tree, the rose bush, the boxwood tree, and the pine tree. You touched on the palm tree just a moment ago. Let's talk about the underlying characteristics of the palm tree, Henny.
Well, you can just imagine this palm tree on a beach in Hawaii, and then you know what this personality is all about.
Right.
It's about fun in the sun and being together with friends and having a great time, making everybody happy, laughing a lot, and enjoying what's positive in life. That's how these kids are wired. Obviously, discipline is going to be a challenge because they are not very routine. They don't enjoy your structure and your straight lines. They are not in school for an education. They're there to influence people, to make friends. You know?
Right. It's all about the party.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Yeah,
without a doubt.
And they're incredibly resilient. I mean, if you've ever seen a hurricane pass through, over these palm trees, they just stand right back up the next day, and that's what these kids are like. Unfortunately, they are as resilient after discipline, and they go, she just had a bad day. I'm sure it's not a big deal. I'll try it again tomorrow.
Yeah.
So we just need to understand discipline takes a while to stick with these palms.
Well, there is some advantages to being flexible, but with every advantage taken to its extreme, it can be a disadvantage, right?
Exactly, and that's why with each tree we say, you know what, where do we need to put structure down with these kids? Where do we need to, commit to a certain form of pruning? Because every personality style has predictable weaknesses, and that's where a parent should focus their attention. I mean, I'm not going to try and train a palm tree to be quiet.
Yes, right.
Their strength is in their ability to connect to people, to communicate.
Exactly.
But there are other things like being easily influenced by screens.
Right. Well, Henny, we got to go to break. We'll be right back. More from Henny Britz right after this.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. That's 800-915-9164.
This is an urgent health notice for all residents suffering from back, neck, knee, and wrist pain. You may qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you, but the deadline is fast approaching. Simply call the Health Alert Hotline now.
You heard right. You may qualify for a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace. These items may even be covered by Medicare or your private insurance. The Health Alert Hotline is your brace company. These specialized braces have been tested for pain relief. Call us toll-free right now to determine your eligibility and to learn how to use your private insurance or Medicare to minimize your out-of-pocket cost. Don't wait. If the deadline passes, you may lose your opportunity to get a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace at little or no cost to you.
800-301-1318. 800-301-1318. 800-301-1318. That's 800-301-1318.
Tired of being censored by Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Patreon? Well, now you don't have to be. OneWay.com is the free speech and human-friendly social network built just for you. Stop feeding the beast. Every post you make on those evil, anti-human, anti-American perverted sites helps them destroy our families, our country, and our souls. Join OneWay today and take back your liberty. Your free speech alternative is waiting for you at OneWay.com. OneWay.com.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Every single day, promoting truth. Bill Martinez live. Live.
You know, about the time you think you can control your home and your children, you will end up with a child that will cause you to experience humility at a whole new depth and wonder, you know, who lied to you to begin with to say that you can control your children. The challenge and opportunity, as Hattie Britch writes, is growing kids with character, nurturing your child's potential, purpose, and passion. And in order to do that, there has to be that bridge of communication, the way that we can relate to the child and do what the Bible's called us to do, to raise a child in the way it should go, that when they grow older, they would not depart from that way, that right way. You know, but meanwhile, when you have a child that is difficult and you don't understand, the very things that you may be attempting to do could be sabotaging that the future and purpose of that child. Isn't that right, Hattie?
That is exactly right. And the personality type that we are going to address next is exactly the child that challenges our control.
Yes.
And the child with whom we have to pick our battles, because we often work on the things that really are not helpful. And we miss many of the things that spiritually endanger this child. And this is our child that's often called the strong-willed child. Mm-hmm. There are, of course, two types of strong-willed children, and you will have noticed this, Bill, because you watch people carefully. But there's the quietly strong-willed child that just cannot be moved. But this rose bush that we're talking about now,
right,
is not that one. This is the very loudly strong-willed child who tells you no to your face, who can put their fists in, you know, on their hips and tear you down. So I picked the metaphor of a rose, which because of those thorns that we deal with this child. This is not a cuddly child. They don't want you to baby them. They are all grown up. They arrive like that, and they want to be the boss, and they think you should comply.
Right. And if you do interact with them, be prepared that it's not all love, that you could get pricked along the way.
Oh, yes. They bond by fighting you. And what we often do is we give in because we don't like conflict as much as they do. But unfortunately, we lose a lot when we do that, because they will only surrender a little bit of control over their own lives to somebody who looks like they can handle control. So they do want us to be strong, but they also want us to empower them with choices and challenges.
Yeah, you're not the boss of me, are you?
No.
Yeah, without a doubt. And a big challenge there with the rosebush child. Let's talk about the boxwood tree child.
Boxwoods are those shrubs that can be pruned into these perfectly square hedges or artful designs, you know, these topiary trees that beautify fancy gardens. And that's what these kids are about. They want to be right. They want to fit in the mold. They want to know where the boundaries are. It gives them security. They want to play by those rules. But they're incredibly sensitive, as these shrubs also are in nature. The wood of boxwood is used to make test pieces and fine-tuning pegs for musical instruments.
Kids are
super sensitive.
Yeah. Wow. Well, and then the pine tree.
Pine trees are the quietly stubborn type. You know, when you try and dig up a pine tree, you'll find that its taproot is often twice as deep into the ground as they are tall above the ground. So they seem really quiet and peaceable, you know, like the peace that comes over you when you stroll into a pine tree forest. Don't be fooled. They are much stronger, and there's a lot more going on than meets the eye. Under the surface, they are very sure of where they want to be. They're very anchored, and they're very stubborn.
Mm-hmm. Well, and in relating to these four different styles, it's important to understand, and that you have an assessment to understand what you're dealing with. Because if you have a pine tree and you're trying to deal with this child with a rose bush approach, not going to work.
Not at all. They wilt under that sort of strength. They really need a very, very light touch, and they need to be motivated from a relationship. They don't respond to rewards or bribes or threats. I mean, you tell a pine tree child, I'm going to take your phone, they go, it's okay. Yeah. I don't think I'll need it today. Very, very adaptable kids. But if you have a really good relationship with them, just your mild dissatisfaction with them can be enough to get them moving in the right direction. So you're right about that, though.
Exactly. Well, in this assessment that you offer, of course, if you purchase the book, then you get a free assessment. And Hetty, I agree with your encouragement that even as parents, that we should assess ourselves, right?
Yes, because the thing is, it would have been so easy if we were just these four types, but some of us are two types combined, some of us are three types combined, and it helps to do an assessment that helps you figure out where these different parts of your personality show up, whether it's in your communication or nurturing style. So absolutely, it's a bit like putting the mask on your own face first on an airplane.
Yeah, right, exactly.
Figure out who you are, and then figure out who your kids are. So we have parents, profiles, and also tall trees kids profiles, and there are profiles for teens as well.
Mm-hmm. So what you're saying is that parents, we could have multiple profiles, and so our kids as well, right?
Absolutely, and that's what we've researched a lot, is what will show up when a pine, a palm, and a rose are combined, and everything is there except palm tree, you know, or boxwood rather. What happens if boxwood and rose combine? Which of the characteristics remain when those two seemingly opposite types come together?
Right. Which are the dominant characteristics that shine through, and then you have to focus on that. And I imagine even still, Hetty, some of this is a bit of an experiment, because you may find in certain cases, especially if you have a couple of personality traits that you're dealing with, you might find, one time a rosebush approach works. And maybe on another issue, it's a pine tree or something, right?
Yes, absolutely. So we often say, you know, look for which half of your child got out of bed first this morning, and then you know what to do. But the beauty of this is, for example, if you have a child who has a very serious, sensitive, sometimes negative boxwood trait characteristics, as well as the positive palm tree rolled into one, then you can use both these aspects in your parenting. And when the child needs to be disciplined in schoolwork, you speak in a boxwood way. You activate that part of the child's personality. God did the same thing with Elijah. He had this rosebush powerful moment on Mount Carmel where he destroyed those Baal prophets.
Yes.
And then his boxwood half kicked in and he fled into the desert and he wanted to die. And God spoke to his boxwood tree first and fed him and ministered to him and told him to rest. And then God spoke to his rose bush and said, okay, up on your feet, there's a job to be done. We've got to work.
Yeah, and I guess it's appreciating, you know, like God did, of course, in all wisdom and glory, can understand what Elijah needed, that some of this is process that you have to you work with. And I know for some parents are probably going, oh, my goodness, this is high maintenance. Well, seemingly at the beginning, but once you get this down, this becomes second nature and it becomes a lot less stressful, because instead of sitting there, ending up in a bucket of gum with your child going nowhere and just frustrating both of you, you're redeeming that time by being able to be more effective in your communication and hence, keeping them on their God assigned purpose.
Absolutely, Bill, because if you looked at the book and you looked at a section like how to talk to a pine tree and there are 17 points, even if you get one or two of those points as a habit in communicating with that child, you're going to see major change.
Exactly. And that's the thing that is so powerfully simple on your approach here, is that it's not like you have to follow all 17.
No, not at all. Never.
And the other part is, too, Hetty, God, in his wisdom, designed us so miraculously, is that we will determine, we can determine what works here and creatively add. I mean, this is kind of an outline, and as you interact with your child, you're going to develop even more effective ways, which I imagine the feedback from the people who have read your book and have employed this system has been quite an ongoing education for you as well, right?
Absolutely. I mean, I first wrote this book in 2006, about the children's personality types. So all of that feedback, all of those courses presented to thousands of parents, all of the trained facilitators using this in the field, all of their feedback has led to this new updated Americanized version of Growing Kids with Character. So yes, absolutely, we have learned and we keep learning.
Well,
and that's the beauty of the online profiles as well, because it's easier to update those because we can update them in real time as we learn and as we assess those feedback profiles more easily than one can a book.
Well, let me tell you, this is a book. It's a must read for all parents because, as we know, our children do not come with a manual. And each child is its own unique present and gift. And it's up to us. I know that we do not want to do any harm to our children. We want to raise them in the way they should go so that they would not depart in their latter years. Growing Kids with Character, Nurturing Your Child's Potential, Purpose, and Passion. Get your hands on this book. Take the assessment yourself. And it comes with a free assessment as well. So, Hetty Britz, how can they be in touch with you? We got a couple of seconds left here.
Hetty Britz author Facebook page, or HettyBritz.com, double T and double T again, Hetty Britz. And then also, the book is on Amazon. Make sure you get the
paper. Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online. online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
It's a no-brainer. A big